Have your plans ever not worked out? What a silly question. Ever been knocked off your horse only to realize later that it was the best thing that could have happened to you? Tell you what, that's happened to me many times. I once dated a girl I was just nuts over. But the relationship, it just didn't go where I wanted it to go. I was crushed. I badly wanted it to work out my way. Fast forward years later, it's a darn good thing that relationship didn't work out, let me tell you. You know why that layoff or that injury or the loss or the painful letdown happened? You know why it happened? Because it was supposed to.
What?
Now hold your horses. I know that thought is a hard one to swallow. But this life of ours, it has a plan. You have a maker, and he's been known to be quite an orchestrator. You and I don't have to fully understand what's happening in our lives. As confusing as it looks, you have two clear choices. Either resist it or trust that life is unfolding for your eventual benefit. I tell you, it takes guts. It takes guts to trust because it involves releasing the grip that you have on those awesome plans of yours, right? That grip, it helps you feel in control. But guess what? You're not in control. You never were. Someone asked me how they can make peace with what happened to them. It's a great question. How can we shorten the suffering? The answer? It's simple. Realize that there's nothing wrong. Oh, there you go. Nothing's wrong. You see, what's keeping us in misery is our thinking that it's bad or that it shouldn't happen. That poor me mentality, I tell you what, it's a sinker. It's a stinker sinker. What we make things mean dictates our joy. Whatever is happening in your life right now is here to shape you and grow you. And when you flip it, when you stop calling it suffering and call it time to grow, learn and advance, bingo, your life experience becomes drama-free, even in the midst of what you once called bad. I always remind myself of this. I know what I want, and God knows what I need. Groom that mind of yours, knowing that life works on your behalf. Your maker created it to do so. And that, my friend, that is a key to happiness. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.